Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. John 17:1. Time is precious. Not only at the end of a basketball game, but also the morning after. When the chapel bell rings, we have exactly 10 minutes to ponder and pray and praise our God in song. Time was precious for Jesus, too. When a centurion came to him to plead for his sick servant, Jesus would have taken the time to go to his house. But then he spoke a word and healed him that very hour. On his way to raise a young girl from the dead, he took the time to talk to a woman who had been ailing for 12 years. And he healed her that very minute, Matthew tells us in chapter 9. And even though he appeared to be delaying in helping the Canaanite woman, when he granted her request, her daughter was healed that very hour. Coming down from the glorious Mount of Transfiguration, he rebuked a demon who was possessing a boy, and the boy was healed from that moment. Matthew 17. It was that way for others too, who came to him blind and with diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and they were healed, Luke tells us, in that very hour. Of course, that hour is not dictated by humans, not even by his own mother at Cana. And when they wanted to seize him at the feast in Jerusalem, no one laid a hand on him because his hour had not yet come. But on the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world, and he raised his eyes to heaven in prayer, saying, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son. We're not told that he asked for this on the Mount of Transfiguration, but he had talked about that hour with Moses and Elijah. How could he now say, it's time for glory, when he faced the absolute lowest point of his life? He was about to be sorrowful unto death, to be betrayed, deserted by his closest friends, ridiculed, beaten, exterminated. And yet he could say, this is the time of glory. Yes, he could say it for at least two reasons. One, because of what he would accomplish through his most inglorious moments. He would do what no one else could do, individually or as a team. He would save his people from their sins, just as the angel had told Joseph before his birth. His doing and dying would accomplish what no amount of lightning and thunder on Sinai ever could. Redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Completing his mission to save us from ourselves, from our daily sin, from our cavalier treatment of God and of each other. Saving us from this is what glorifies him in the halls of heaven. By rising again, he would lead a great exodus out of slavery to sin and the devil, and yes, even from death, to give us eternal life. And yes, he also looked forward to the glory that awaited him beyond the cross, beyond Joseph's tomb. The glory that he had with the Father before the world began. For Isaiah had written, And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring, that's you and me, and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. Can we say that too? Do we have an unseen glory even in our lowest moments? You bet we do. For he has given us the glory that the Father gave him. That's what he said in verse 22. It's not apparent to the world or to our human eyes, but the greatest tribulations in which we may find ourselves today, tomorrow, or ever are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Romans 8. After Christmas, we behold the glory of that baby who looked so helpless in the manger. And this is what prepares us for Lent, when we behold the glory of that man who looks so helpless on the cross, but who looks ahead to the glory that awaits. And we too, like Jesus, look beyond the grave to that glory which he will reveal in us. And this gives us strength to bear any weakness, joy to balance any sorrow, health to follow any sickness, love to cast out every fear. Time is precious here on this earth because we're always running out of it. Time is precious after this life because it is the undeserved gift that will never run out. The gift from our dear Savior, who never ran out on us. Hymn 370. We'll sing stanzas 1, 2, and 4. We'll sing it to a different melody from the supplement.
I dare not trust the